Hello and welcome to the Swallows Charity Head and Neck Cancer Podcast. Join us on a head and neck cancer journey, presented by Derek Luthwaite.
Hello everybody.
And Chris Curtis.
Hello everyone.
We'll be discussing everything that patients and caregivers need to know about diagnosis, treatment, and so much more.
I'm CEO of the Swallows Head and Neck Cancer Charity, and I'm also a cancer survivor for nearly 10 years now.
And I became a caregiver when my wife was diagnosed with mouth cancer, and it certainly put me on a journey that I never expected to experience during my lifetime. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Swallows podcast. Today, we're very fortunate to have with us Megan Davis from a company called Aspire Pharmacy. Today, we're going to talk about how the pharmaceutical companies out in the big wide world join up with charities like the Swallows to form a partnership to help patients on their cancer journey. And Megan has kindly joined us today to explain some of thing about her products, her company's products, and about the support that the company gives to the Swallows Group. As usual, sadly, I have to advise you all that we are joined by Chris Curtis. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Derek.
How are you doing today, mate?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. It's a lovely sunny day, and here in Blackpool, I've been for a swim in the sea. I've done my 10K walk along the front, and now I'm talking to you, Derek. So what else could the world go?
Excellent. Say hello to Megan, then.
Hello, Megan. Nice to see
you. Hi, Chris.
Please tell us a little bit about who you are and the company that you work for, please.
So, yes, my name is Megan Davies. I work for Aspire Pharma, so I'm a marketing executive there. Aspire is a British privately owned pharmaceutical company. We offer a range of medicines, medical devices, diagnostics and over-the-counter products across quite a wide range of therapeutic areas. We're based in Hampshire, and we really believe in products that make a real difference that we can see to patients' lives.
So give us a clue, Megan, just to some of the names, some of the products that we may have heard of.
Well, hopefully mucosamin, because that's what I'm speaking about today. Generics as well as kind of branded products.
And what are they? Who and what are they targeted at, Megan?
So or a wide range. We do products that are suitable for children, a wide range of ages as well as therapeutic areas. So we've got urology products, anti-infectives, ophthalmic.
Obviously, we're a head and neck cancer charity. So as much as our children are very, very important to us, I'd like to know the sort of products that you've been helping us with for our head and neck patients.
Yeah.
Certainly, you know, the two products that we send out in our support boxes. So if you can just explain a little bit about those two, which is the mouthwash and the spray.
Yeah, so they form, mucosamin is a range of four products actually, but the ones that we are was involved with, the head and neck cancer side of things, are the mucosamin oral spray and the mouthwash. So yes, they form the oral range of mucosamin, and they relieve and treat the symptoms of oral mucositis and dry mouth. And of course, a lot of the listeners today will know that oral mucositis is a huge side effect of cancer treatment, so chemo and radiotherapy for head and neck cancer. And then the dry mouth is kind of the after effect that doesn't necessarily go away. I know, Chris, you know this firsthand. So yeah, up to 97% of head and neck cancer patients receiving radiotherapy will get oral mucositis. So it's a huge effect. And I remember the last patient and caregiver meeting that we had, the Swallows, just the fact that not many people actually talk about this, or healthcare professionals don't necessarily talk about the side effects whilst, you know, the patients are having the treatment. It's all about the treatment and not necessarily all these little things, but, you know, all the things that make up making your life horrible. I'm sure, and again, Chris, you know this, exactly how this feels. And the dry mouth lasting effect is, again, one that I don't know if that many people are aware of, that can happen to them if they are having chemo and radiotherapy.
The dry mouth is one of the biggest problems that our patients come on to us for, is the dry mouth. I think the mucositis, it almost happens and they just have to accept it. They don't realise there are things out there to help and support them through mucositis. So, yeah, the dry mouth, I think people are more aware of, and as they get it, they look for different treatments. And I think even the health professionals we'll give them different sprays, different all sorts. But when it comes to mucositis, I think it's almost that everyone's scared to talk about it because they're scared that they'll stop radiotherapy if they talk about it during radiotherapy, or if they talk about it beforehand, then they won't go through radiotherapy. I think that we need to do a little bit more awareness around mucositis going forward. But certainly the response I've had from the patients that we give your products out to have been phenomenal. You know, when we're getting patients going through radiotherapy and we send them the big bottle of mouthwash, they just say what a great, great relief it is to them to have to have that mouthwash. Yet, you know, as far as I know, it's on prescription.
I think there are a lot of all sort, you know, as you know, and that they form part of the support boxes, there are lots of options available. But yes, I mean, making healthcare professionals aware of, as well as the patient charities like you, aware of the products is, you know, a huge part of what we do. So it's the both sides. And obviously, if patients try it from the support box, they are encouraged to then speak to their doctor or nurse about it, because again, like you say, it can be prescribed. You'd like to think that if a doctor has a patient who said this is, you know, the one thing that has helped me hugely, that they would then prescribe it for them. And it's I think you said about that it's you know, presumed as something you've just got to get through, but it can be dose limiting. You know, radiotherapy might have to be stopped. This is oral mucositis. Dose chemotherapy might have to be stopped, or patients are tube fed because their mouths are just so full of ulcers. So it's definitely not a minor side effect. So it's definitely something that, that everyone should be aware of, and aware of the products that can help and relieve some of the pain and the ulcers as well.
You're listening to the Swallows Charity Head and Neck Cancer Podcast.
Our Swallows people that have tried these products not only think they're fantastic, but they use them during treatment as well as after treatment.
One of the things we make it very clear in the support box when we send it out is that they shouldn't stop anything that they're currently on. They shouldn't change anything they're currently on. And whatever they're going to use, just to run it by their health professionals first anyway. But once they've done that and kept in line with that sort of rule, if you like, the patients that have tried it, they try it through treatment, beyond treatment, and also, you know, mucositis can come back. It can go and then come back. So once they get to understand their body and what's happening with their mouth, they can suddenly take that and it doesn't develop into massive ulcers. It just, it goes early doors. So, yeah, I think our patients do a variousness of it. It's always one of the things they come back to me and say, can you send me another bottle? Can you send me another bottle? You know, and there's a lot of products in that box, you know, so that and something that's called Bio Extra, both those two mouthwashes are the most popular mouthwashes that our patients completely always ask for more of. And thanks to obviously Megan and her team and the guys at Bio Extra, we have lots of them to send out. But my issue is though, Derek, and to Megan is, you know, we send out a prescription pad with all the codes on. All they've got to do is give it to the health, and the health professional can just write a prescription out, but they don't. So there's some more work to do on that, Derek. And maybe we, when we've got a health professional in, we can ask that question in a future podcast.
I think we absolutely need to, because we're obviously only hitting a very small percentage of the people who suffer from, and those are the ones that are aware of the Swallows Head and Neck Cancer Support Group. If you're not aware of us and you're not having contact with us, then there's a high percentage chance that you're actually suffering from these issues and not getting the medication to relieve them when it's sitting there available. And all it requires is somebody, I guess, my experience, Chris, I don't know what yours is, and Megan, I don't know whether you have any input on this, but my experience is if you say to the CNS when you're at your meeting, your, you know, your regular checkup with them, whatever it happens to be, I'm suffering with such and such and such, and I've heard that so-and-so will do a job for me and make it better. I never saw a CNS who wasn't prepared to get the old pad out and start signing away.
Yeah, you're right, but My argument is why should a patient have to take that in? But we know it happens, and that's why I'm a great believer in patient's voice. if you get patients going into the oncologist or the CNS or the SLT or whatever, saying, I've had this through and I've been using it and it's fantastic. Or, and then they get another patient that goes in and says, I've been using this and it's fantastic. All of a sudden, they start thinking, hang on a minute, we need to know more about this. And then you do tend to get that hospital starting to prescribe, which then helps Megan and her team develop even more. But, you know, it all starts with that patient's voice, Eric. And the Swallows is very, very good at creating that patient's voice into the hospital.
I think we have to.
We're not scared to give the patients the products that are out there that is going to help them with all their side effects. Why shouldn't we? That's what we're here for.
Indeed.
So, you know, Megan, do you want to come on?
Yeah, I was just going to say the fact that you do the Friends of the Swallows and the support boxes, you know, allows us to help with the patient voice. We're quite a small pharmaceutical company, which means we can be involved with quite a few patient charities, and we offer different medicines and medical devices as well across the range. And to be involved, you know, Chris, we speak quite often about various things, but just to have that direct contact with you and to be included in the support boxes for the patients, like you said, to make their own choice. You know, they're not just given whatever the hospital want to prescribe them. They can decide from a range of products what works best for them at that time. And then, yes, if that empowers them enough to speak to their consultant or nurse, then, you know, that's brilliant. That's really important to us to be, you know, that directly involved with the patients and how they're getting on.
So we've talked very briefly about two particular products there, Megan. I understand, and of course I've never had to use them as a caregiver, but I have two questions really. One is there a technique for applying these treatments to the patient? And if the patient is of a mental attitude of giving up, not caring, doesn't want to play the game, what can the caregiver do? And how can the caregiver get involved to make sure that these things are applied and applied correctly?
So, as I said, the oral range comprises a mouthwash and an oral spray. And the mouthwash comes in quite a big bottle. It's 250 mL, so that lasts a while. We encourage you your patients to use that twice a day as part of their oral, you know, dental routine. So you brush your teeth, floss if you do floss, and then use the mouthwash afterwards, and it's just a capful. You can use it in between as well, and it's quite soothing. So obviously a mouthwash gets at all of your mouth. The difference about the oral spray is that comes with a nozzle that you can target specific areas. So if you've got a bad patch of ulcers, you can target that specific area. It's a smaller bottle, so you can take it on the go. It's perfect just to pop in your bag, you know, before dinner, after dinner, out and about. It's just perfect. And yes, regarding your comment about the caregivers, encourage patients and caregivers to just decide, you know, together what works. Obviously the patient knows, but if the caregiver knows what routine, as you know, like I just said about the different times of using these two products, if a kind of a rough plan can be made of when to use each things, if you need to set reminders and things like that, I think the fact that the patient involves the caregiver in that is really important. And then some of the pressure is taken off the patient as well then to remember, because I can imagine there are lots and lots of things to take at certain different times of the day and how many times. So if you're both aware of that, then you can remind each other, and it just takes the pressure off the patient, I think. And the caregiver then feels involved as well.
The Swallows Charity Head and Neck Cancer Podcast is designed to help and support both patients and caregivers.
Chris, you use these products, I assume?
I have, yeah. More than mouthwash, because I still get ulcers and blisters in my mouth. So when I'm starting to get those, I have a tablet that GP's prescribed, and I then use the mouthwash as and when I need it. So I have a bottle. In fact, I've got access to quite a few bottles in the stores at the moment. So I'm pretty lucky. But I've tried a lot of stuff for my dry mouth, and I have to say, I have not found anything that works for me personally with dry mouth. So But that doesn't mean they don't work for everybody. So it's just that I think I'm 9 years down the line now and my dry mouth is at the stage of what it is. And I've learned to live with it now. So I've learned my own little tricks to make sure that I've always got water if I'm eating in case I struggle. And I do my own mouth hygiene to try and make it right. But I have tried everything. I think the Dr. Hef mints give you occasional spurts of juice in the mouth. I've even tried, I recommend Tic Tacs, plain Tic Tacs to people, because the little Tic Tac will give you a burst of water. It don't last long, but it's a burst in the mouth. I tell all the patients to try everything, but just because it doesn't work today doesn't mean it won't work forever. You've got to keep trying it and trying it and trying it at different stages. And eventually you'll either find something that works for you, a bit like our John. He absolutely swear blinds by CC Meds product and won't use anything else. You know, you've got another one that will swear by Oralif product. And you've got Megan's products that patients, it doesn't matter which one you anchor on, as long as you try them all fairly and give them a good, but I think the most important thing is making sure you put them in the mouth at the right places.
I've got a confession to make here, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, I sometimes wake up in the morning and I've got a tongue that's applied itself to the roof of my mouth and I can't separate them. And I found that taking a quick swill of the mouthwash before I go to bed at night means that I wake up in the morning feeling, and it feels like I've just brushed my teeth. I mean, it's that good. The difference is that good. So I think these are the sort of products that, I know we're talking here about head and cancer patients and the side effects from radiotherapy and chemotherapy and the ulcers and the problems, but this is a product which is great for just everybody can use it. If you've got any issue with waking up with a dry mouth, I mean, how many times have you woken up in the middle of the night and it's, I can't, you know, well, it stops it all. I think it's fantastic. So
I know another way to stop it though, Derek.
What's
stop
that?
Drinking as much red wine at night.
Oh, Chris, you know me. I'm virtually a teetotaler, so that's unfair. It's the full strength Coke that does me. Coca-Cola, yeah. So Megan, these products are available over the counter as well and on prescription. Are they available
by prescription? Over the counter, yeah. So from your pharmacist, they're on Amazon. And then on the Mucosamin website, which is mucosamin.co.uk, there's a link to buy them straight from there as well. So easily available.
So it's a purchase through the website, yes?
Yeah, your local pharmacy might. The pharmacy kind of, you know, counter of Boots, but not the rest of Boots.
Or the simplest way is just get in touch with the Swallows and we'll sort it for you one way or the other, even if we have to go back to Megan and...
If anyone wants to know anything more about the Mucosamin products, our website is mucosamin.co.uk and the Aspire website is www.aspirepharma.co.uk, and you'll find the numbers if you want to call or email on the websites.
So, Derek, if anyone wants to know more about the support boxes, the best way of getting a support box, if you're a health professional, is to send info@theswallows.org.uk an email with your patient's name, full address and contact number on, and we will send out one of the support boxes. Or you can get the patient to ring direct on 0777 169 833, or they can send an email with all that information, their name, their address and their contact number to info@theswallows.org.uk. So various ways they can get the support box. The support box in average costs us about £12 each box to send out. So if there's any sponsors out there that want to pay for a box to be sent to a patient, Sharon will gladly take your money. And she's waiting for any donations that wants to come in, because they do cost us £12 per box to send to a patient. So please don't be shy. Help us fund the boxes as well. So that's how to get hold of the support boxes.
Okay, so can I ask Megan how getting involved, how being involved with the Swallows Head and Neck Cancer Group impacts on the work that your company does, and does it have an impact, and is there a way that our people can impact even more for you?
Yeah, so I started attending the Swallows meetings, the Wednesday once a month meetings. When was it? A couple of months ago now. That was my first one. I think I've attended three now, Chris, and they are just so important to us. And actually, we've started, I spoke about this at the last meeting, some social media. So we're on Instagram and Facebook at Mucosa Matters, which is a page that is not all about mucosamine, because that's not what people want. They want a page where they can feel where they're not alone. They can learn about head and neck cancer and dry mouth. They can get some top tips from other patients, caregivers, professionals, hear about other stories and experiences, and just feel like they're part of a community. So that's what the aim of those pages is. And being involved so closely with the Swallows and other charities makes it that, you know, really possible. And we hopefully will then be able to match exactly what patients want and take that further. So hopefully they will just prove invaluable to patients.
I'm sure they do. And I hope our ongoing relationship with you and your company will be around for a long time. Chris, do we mention these dry mouth products and mouthwash products in our caregiver book or our patient book that we put out into the hospitals?
Yeah, well, in the book, we're on edition two now, and we will be writing edition three. We've done a reprint of edition two, so we're on the middle of doing edition three. So when edition three is launched, then some of the new guys that we're now working with in the Friends of the Swallows will be in the book. But the current one is from when we've done the previous book. But in the support box, every company that's in there, leaflets go in there, their prescription pads go in there, and it's all over our website. So if anybody wants to know about Megan's team, it's Friends of the Swallows, and you can find them. We try and promote it as much as we can, and rightly so, because these guys spend a lot of Megan comes to our meetings, Derek, and you know, they don't start till 7 o'clock in the evening and finish at 9 o'clock if we can shut them up and get them out. But, you know, Megan in her own time sits in those meetings, and, you know, I think that's every credit to teams like Megan's that will come along. And Megan's not on her own, you know. Bruce, bless him, I don't think Bruce from Oraleaf has missed a meeting yet since we went online when COVID started. So for the last 12 months he's attended virtually every meeting, which I think is fantastic. And, you know, I think that's where the Friends of the Swallows really comes to the front. And like Megan said, it gives them an education that they can't really get, which is a real big insight into the problems of the caregivers and the patients. And, you know, our caregivers meetings have started now, so hopefully we'll encourage people to come along to that. But yeah, I think we do as much as we can, Derek, to get that word out there for the guys.
Well, on behalf of the Swallows group, Megan, I'd like to thank you tremendously for all the support you give us.
Likewise, thank you. The
products that support the patient's needs and requirements, which is brilliant. Unless anybody's got any other questions they quickly want to throw in, or Megan, you've got anything else you'd like to add to what we've already discussed?
No, I just like to you know, bounce that back to what you just said, is thank you for letting us be part of those meetings and you know, giving us a voice as well. It's invaluable to us, so very much appreciated. Yeah. Thank you.
I know you're very welcome. And if you get any information that helps, you know, continue to develop products, make them available for us, then, you know, all strength to you. Chris, anything you'd like to add at this point?
No, I'd just obviously like to say a big thank you to Megan, Charlie and the whole team for supporting the Swallows and supporting me with the support boxes. So, yeah, just a massive thank you, and take that thank you back to the team, Megan, because without you guys, you know, we wouldn't be able to support the patients like we do. So it is a warm well. Thank you very, very much from us all and from the patients that you've supported.
Yeah. No, that's really good to hear. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. I think that about wraps up this particular session today. I'd like to thank Megan Davies from Aspire Pharma for joining us and explaining about her products. We genuinely need support of these companies, and we appear to have it, and that is fantastic. We will be covering other manufacturers, other companies, supplies on future podcasts. So if this has enlightened you in any way and you want to know a little bit more, there's lots of information available. And this is where I'm going to put Chris on the line now. Chris, do the advert, please.
Before I do the advert, what I will say is if there's any company out there listening to this that would like to be part of the Swallows and they think they've got products for our patients, it's not that easy to get on. Because what we do is we test it with our patients first. And if they don't get the thumbs up, you don't become a Friends of the Swallows. So, you know, please apply, but it's not a guarantee that we will use you. So if you want any more information, www.theswallows.org.uk is obviously our website. Our 24/7 phone number for patients and caregivers, again, is answered by myself or Sharon, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 0504-725-059, or you can email at info@theswallows.org.uk. So, Derek, you're a superstar again. Phase 4 podcast, like we said earlier, but you do a great job, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris, as usual. Everybody, I look forward to speaking to you again soon. So it's goodbye from me, the quiet one, and goodbye from the noisy one.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Swallows Charity Head and Neck Cancer Podcast. For more information, please visit www.theswallows.org.uk. We hope you'll join us again next time.